Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There is a sector of the prison population that's being kept behind bars after their release date. That's according to a new analysis by member station WBEZ in Chicago, which found that prison parolees with disabilities end up staying in jail because there are few places equipped to accept them. Take John Ellis. He was sent to prison for 2 years for theft.
The first thing you start doing is planning for when you get out, what you're going to do, what steps you're going to take.
But when his release date came, Ellis had nowhere to go. WBEZ's Shannon Heffernan has our story.
Ellis gave away his long underwear. He didn't expect to spend another winter in prison at Graham Correctional Center. He packed his stuff, tucking away important papers like prescriptions. He was ready to walk out the gate.
When that day came, nothing happened. They didn't even tell me anything. And I was kind of flipping out, you know, like, what's going on here, you know?
The next morning, Ellis says he went to a place in prison he calls the bubble, where guards sat. They had a microphone and would announce information.
I'm there every day at, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning, ready for them to call my name. Hey, it's time for you to go.
Wow, every morning you're showing up there thinking maybe today.
Yeah, for at least the first couple weeks.
Eventually, someone from the prison staff came to tell John Ellis why they hadn't let him out yet. It had to do with his disability. He has major depressive disorder. In Illinois, most prisoners have a period of mandatory supervised release after prison. It's like parole. You live out in the community, but check in with a parole officer. That's what Ellis was supposed to be on. It requires that you have stable housing where parole officers can find you. Ellis had been planning to stay at a halfway house. The state sometimes pays for these places so people can have time to get on their feet. But Ellis says a prison officer told him that wasn't going to be an option.
She said, well, we contacted 8 halfway houses and they denied you placement. I said, well, what for? And she said, for mental health issues.
With no housing, they couldn't let him out of prison, saying he was in violation of his supervised release before he even left prison doors. Because of that, he was locked up a year longer than his sentence required.
It just doesn't make no sense to me.
What did you feel like hearing that news?
It blew my mind. I mean, you know, I did my 2 years what I was supposed to do for the crime I committed. Here I am stuck for another year for nothing.
Despite months of requests, officials at the Illinois Department of Corrections would not agree to an interview for this story. But in a written statement, they said if given the budget by lawmakers, they would like to provide more housing. Without more information, it's hard to know exactly how often a disability keeps someone from leaving prison on time. But we do know that in 2017, 152 people were in prison past their release date. That number excludes sex offenders because they have trouble finding housing for a set of different reasons. The corrections department doesn't know how many of those 152 inmates had disabilities. But Amanda Antholt says she regularly hears from wheelchair users or people with psychiatric disabilities who can't get out of prison on the day they're supposed to. She's a disability rights lawyer with Equip for Equality.
People with disabilities cannot get access halfway houses, and that means they are discriminated against because of their disability. And as a result of that discrimination, they are spending more time in prison than they should.
WBEZ obtained an official IDOC housing directory from corrections officials, presumably a list of places where they send people leaving prison for housing. We called all 75 places on the list. Most said they would not take someone coming straight from prison with a psychiatric disability or someone who is deaf or blind. Only 13 of those 75 places said they were equipped to house someone coming straight from prison who used a wheelchair. One of those places said they only had a single wheelchair-accessible bed. Another said it had waiting lists for disability slots that were months long. Antholt says if people with disabilities don't have equal access to parole or supervised release, that could violate the Americans with Disabilities Act.
When they have served enough time under our sentencing laws, they should get released. It's not good for our overcrowded prison system and the amount of money that our state has to pay to keep them incarcerated. It's better if we get people out and back to their communities as soon as they are eligible to go back.
Parole and supervised release aren't supposed to only be about punishment. They are tools that are supposed to help inmates transition to life beyond prison. That's not what it did for John Ellis, who couldn't get housing because of his psychiatric disability. He spent all of his supervised release time behind bars. When he got out, he went straight into homelessness. It's been rough. A friend let him keep prescription papers in a van since there was nowhere else safe. But that friend left town, so Ellis wasn't able to get his prescription filled. We talked to Ellis outside a friend's house where he'd crashed for the night. He says he's been bouncing around.
Sometimes you got to stay places you don't want to stay. You know, but you just be indoors, you do.
And you don't want to stay there, why?
Because of some activities that could be going on there or whatever.
What do you think's going to happen next for you?
I don't know. It's a toss-up. I mean, you know, I think something's got to give. Something's got to change. I know that. You know, I'm going the wrong direction already.
Ellis says he would have preferred to stay at a halfway house. He doesn't like staying at these friends' places. It feels risky and unstable. But at least they'll take him. For Here and Now, I'm Shannon Heffernan in Chicago.